I'm a little sore, on my back. But, I knew going into it that I was going to come out a little sore. And, I'm going to have to go sit in the cold tub at the house after there's some little salt, stuff like that. So it won't affect me too much tomorrow. I carried it 30 times. Felt like 50. It was a couple times when I was like, tap myself and get out of there. But didn't know. I guess Coach did say, what he predicted, 40. He was 10 off. I didn't expect that many carries. But when we was out there, running the ball like we did, you stay on pace and you stay on track. I guess we just keep it rolling.
Andre, Coach talked about you coming back from the multiple injuries, and particularly this year. Mm-hmm. It's just a tribute to perseverance. After that injury, what was your mindset just going through rehab?
Just staying positive, a huge shout out go out to all the guys in the training room, Ronnie Barnes and Byron Hudson and Steve and Lee. They really put me back together a couple times. So really respect what they're doing there. Even Ronnie, even though he hated my singing, he stayed on me and they really kept me positive and motivated to come back out here and play. Other than that, coming off the injury, just staying positive and being around the guys and making sure that, I was helping them out and, them making me feel like I was a part of the team. So, it goes out to the offensive line. Everybody's just feeding off me, and I'm feeding off of them. And it's a good feeling right now. You're going to enjoy this win and then watch the film and go back out there next week and get ready for the Packers. Yeah, thank God, Jesus, thank God. He put me in a position where I can come back and really have fun and play this game that I love, and he's the first person I always thank. In order to remain positive and stay positive, I've done a lot of praying, thanking the man above for all the blessings that he gave me.
You stayed down for a few seconds.
I said something. Yeah, I was talking to him a little bit. He talked back to me. He said, "Yeah, that was it." No, obviously I kind of get that out of my head. You can't think about and dwell on the past or that injury. Just got to go in and just continue to move forward and, remain positive. Don't look back, If I look back at all the injuries that I had, I wouldn't probably be here right now. So just move forward and keep working. I couldn't hear the
point. By being around the line all this week helped you out, that you know that you're going to play well today?
Yeah, we got good guys. William, Booth, Dave, and I rode with Justin to the game today because I needed a ride. And, I guess he just said that after the game we're going to start that as a tradition because we had a good game. Being around those guys, they're very positive, and they just helped me out. I even lift with them in the weight room from time to time, not too many times a week, but they're hard workers and really respect what they do up front. I probably owe them a dinner this week or something like that coming in. So, it's fun. Say that again.
I know so much of the sport is a week-to-week kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so. With any win, you're going to continue to gain confidence in yourself and go back out there and get ready with a little bit more. You're more driven to steady hard, go the extra mile, get ready for the next opponent. And that's what we're planning on doing. Enjoy for the rest of the day and then get ready for the Packers.
Are you concerned at all with how you'll bounce back? You've never had this many carries
in the season. No. It's football. Let's go. Let's rock. Cold tub it up, a little salt, and let's rock. Yeah, I'm not even worried about that. 30 carries probably my sophomore year in college. That was it.
You're playing now with this shin guard specially designed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something you will...
For the rest of my career.
Did you even notice it? Did you feel it?
I didn't feel a thing.
Hits on your leg, anything?
Nope.
How are you able to do that?
I'm running for my life out there. It's pretty simple.
Terrell Thomas had a big play.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
I mean, you know, we say, yeah, you know, remain positive. You know, he say, what's up, Dre? And, you know, it was a big play. When I scored off of that, off his interception return, you know, I went back over there and I said, yeah, good job. You know, he's another guy, you know, he showed perseverance and, you know, he knows how to deal with adversity. And he continued to go out there and play ball. You know, last week he won NFC Defensive Player of the Week, and this week, you know, he put up good numbers and he's playing good ball. And, you know, that's guys like that you feed off of. And you really want to go out there and make sure that I be a guy that they feed off me and continue to go out here and get W's.
You told him good job when he went to the sideline?
Yeah.
And what did he say to you?
He said, just keep pounding. Keep pounding, keep running the rock. So that's how we're going to keep it.
Andre, did you feel that you were physically ready weeks ago, but because of the way the rules are, you couldn't be eligible until today? Did
yeah.
You? And how did you manage that anxiety, that anxiousness between when you felt you were ready and today?
You know, playing a lot of video games, I guess. That's about it. That was it.
Pick yourself?
Nah, sometimes.